There is somebody that can never get out of your knocking. Anytime God
exposes himself you are, talk to the Lord right now.
And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was changed.
How has the teaching series on faith been? I believe it's doing something to you, right? We've been getting a lot of testimonies, and I'm blessed and I'm glad to hear those testimonies. Don't worry, more testimonies are coming. Your testimony is next. I didn't hear your amen. I said your testimony is next. In the name of Jesus. I want to say something. I'm aware that we are a community, a rising community of young people. And that means we are expected to have what I call some more vibrancy, some more spiritual energy. Tell your neighbor, energy. Tell somebody else, energy. I don't think there's anybody in this church who is more than 80 years old. Is there anybody like that? You are 80 plus. So that means we are all young people, right? Caleb was 80 years old when he told Moses, give me this mountain. That means this city is too small for us. Tell somebody, too small. And the best time to deploy the energy that God has put inside you is when you are young. Do exploits for the kingdom. Dare the impossible for God. The time to begin to master the things of the Spirit and explore them, to become strong in them, is when you are young. Jesus started his earthly ministry when he was 30. Now, do you know what that means? That Jesus started public ministry when he was 30. It means that he had been doing things long before he was 30. Good example. When Jesus was not up to 30, the Bible says when he was about to be 30 years old, so he was 29 years plus, he attended a wedding in Cana of Galilee. You see this in John chapter 2. And their wine had run out. Are you with me? And the mother of Jesus met Jesus and said, bro, the wine is finished. Do something. And he told her, what do I have to do with you, woman? That's the way the Bible actually put it. My time has not yet come. My question is, why did she tell him to do something? Because he had been doing things in the house. Are you following me? She had seen something, said, oh, you can do something. Don't form, you can do something. Are you following me? I remember one time when we were just having those small meetings then. My mom came for one of the healing meetings. And I stood on the platform and read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to heal the sick and to preach the gospel to the poor. After the service, my mom walked up to me and said, you are anointed, oh. Ah. When your mother is telling you, the person that you sucked her breast, she's telling you, you are anointed. Ah, he's very serious. You are anointed. I said, ah, what happened? She said, do you know that for 3 to 4 weeks, I've been having a major pain in my back. In fact, when I went to check, they said they had something to do with my spinal cord. And I did not know. Said I was very sick and you did not know. But when you were reading that scripture, I felt a strange person walk up to me, put his hand inside my back and remove it. Maybe God is talking to somebody. Anybody with pain, you are healed right now in the name of Jesus. But the point here is, the time to step into these things is now. The time is now. I see some of you, you're acting like you have forever to grow deeper or become stronger in the things of God. You don't. Some weeks ago, we announced new department. We announced a prayer department. Listen, I need a prayer department. I need people who will say, you know what, Pastor David, we will be praying every day, both for you, both for the church, both for all that's happening, both for our branches. Already we have what is called an intercessory group, a global intercessors group, but I want a prayer department in Abuja. Start. Pray. Let the Lord speak to you. Now is the time. Are you with me? I was 12 years old when I first casted out a devil. You may not have heard that before. I was 12. Some of you know my age now, but I will not say it again. So, you know, I've been around the realm of the spirit for some years. Are you getting what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. So when all my teenage friends were asking, when is the right time to date? If you like that girl, what do you do when you're crushing on that girl and the girl is crushing on you? I was crushing on the spirit. I was crushing on the spirit. My God. And if that was your experience as a teenager, I'm not saying... I think it even helped you. At least you had some experience. You knew some things. It was when I had finished university or middle of university, I started thinking about, I need to know how to talk to a girl. Praise the Lord. Everybody's quiet. You're acting holy now. Don't you know what I'm talking about? Some of you are wondering, Pastor, is this the sermon for today? Don't worry. I just have this stare to talk to you. See, tell your neighbor, begin now. Begin now. When you begin now, you will discover that many mistakes you will avoid. There were many pitfalls that people my age should have fallen into. I escaped them long time. Before the devil could have brought it, I had gone far. Are you getting me? Before the devil could put sexual immorality in front of me, I jumped. do you know what it means? 12 years at the cast out demon. You don't. I jumped and passed. So by the time we went for youth service on NYSC camp, what they call it, camp, that 21 days, what did they call it? Orientation camp, thank you. When we were misbehaving in mommy market, boys, girls, I was going around, hey, come, I want to pray for you. Excuse me. You, my whole block, all of them became my disciples in 21 days. The reason I'm saying this thing is because the Holy Ghost is pressing it on me. Some of you, soon you will get into business. You will get into all kinds of things. You need the skills. You need spiritual skills. You need to have trained your spiritual skills. Trained yourself before you enter into that wrong relationship, before you enter into that wrong business venture, before they dupe you of 12 million, before you enter into that one chance, before you, are you with me? You've gone far. I've actually been, people try to kidnap. That's on me, and it was not working. He was like, you have seen me. I said, I'm seeing you. He said, he was trying. I said, he can't walk. You know who you are dealing with here? Who knows what Woli is in Yoruba? They were trying to do something to me. I said, Woli, oh, Woli, leave him, leave him, Woli. So, I want to beg you, as the church is rising, as we are moving, take your place. As God is raising the army, take your place. Some of you, you need to be in different units by now. Some of you, you need to, these prayer units I've talked about. I will give people an assignment just before we are done. Some of you, you need to get your hands on media. Get your hands on something responsible. Get your hands on graphic design. That energy, young people doing something for God. Now, all that time they are using on TikTok and social media, you can be crafting something for the spread of the gospel. You can pick one part of the sermon and do something on TikTok. Have like 4,000 reactions. Do something. Are you with me? Instead of you to all that strength they are using to watch all those gossip blogs and all those. Am I talking to you? He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
That's what he said. He said, have faith in God. So if you have faith in God, you will talk.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Am I teaching you the word of God?
Yes, sir.
Some other translations and even theologians say that what Jesus was even saying was not just have faith in God. Some of them say that what he was saying was have the God kind of faith. And now, what is the God kind of faith? The God kind of faith is using the same principles that God used in faith to get results. Are you following me? The God kind of faith is using the same principles of God or the principles that God used to get results. And the opening chapter of the Bible shows us the God kind of faith in action. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, let the, and God said, let, can we read it? And God, okay, just go to the place and say, and God said, look at this one. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Go on. And God called the firmament heaven, and evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. Jump to, and God created the animals, and God called the grass. Go to those places because of time. I want to show them something. And God said, are you following this?
Yes, sir.
And God was saying, so before God even set his hand to do anything, he was saying, did it dawn on you? Before God even tried to mold anything or do anything with his hand, he was saying, I pray this thing dawns on you in Jesus' name. Okay. Now, go to the place where God called the trees.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have you seen it? Okay. It's there. But let's move on.
So,
the whole point of Genesis 1 was, and God said, and it was good. And God saw that it was good. And God said, are you with me? That was the faith of God in action, or the God kind of faith in action. God saying things and seeing them. Now, if you read only Genesis chapter 1, you will think that when God said this, it just happened, boom. When God said this, it just happened, boom. When God said this, it just happened, until you come to chapter 2 and begin to read, you will discover that it didn't happen that way. Let me show you. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 1. Everybody, let's read. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Now, look at verse 1. What did he say?
thus the heavens and the earth were
finished.
Were what?
Finished.
So remember what brought us here. Have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith, right?
Yes, sir.
And all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God had created and made. Now verse 4. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth. Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Read on. When they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now verse 5. Everybody, verse 5 with a loud voice. Look at it and read it very well. 1, 2, 3, go. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. Wait a minute. I thought when he was speaking, it was happening immediately. But chapter 2 is telling us, before the plants grew, God said he had finished.
Yes, sir.
Please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Before the plants grew, God said, I finished. So, where was the plants? Where were the herbs? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Let me show you something else. Look at verse 19. And out of the ground God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. But I thought in chapter 1, it said, let the earth bring forth animals, let the waters bring forth this, let this bring forth that. So, where were those things when he was saying them? They were in the spirit. This is the God kind of faith in action. That God speaks to create before even acting. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11 from verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3. True faith. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. Verse 3. True faith, we understand that the worlds are framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. It is in the New Testament in Hebrews that the concept of what happened in Genesis chapter 1 is being explained to us. That the idea of faith makes us know that even if you cannot see your words are building materials. Through faith we understand that the worlds were made by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of the things which do appear. So he's telling you that you can speak invisible words. You can speak words and they will create physical things. And the first person to practice it was God. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
As it were, Jesus was revealing a principle through which God operated. In fact, when you see God talking to Abraham and trying to train Abraham in the school of faith, this was the same class that God had to take him through. Look at Romans 4 verse 17. Romans 4 verse 17. It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. Wait, is it speaking? Is it past tense or present tense?
Past tense.
Please reply me. Is it present tense or past tense? I have made thee a father of many nations. Before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. He's telling you that God has a character of bringing the dead back to life. And how does he do it? He calls the things that be not as though they were. So he will look at Abraham with no child and say, you are a father of many nations. Because God is revealing a principle. Until you start declaring you are father of many nations, you will not become father of many nations.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If you are waiting to see to believe, you don't have faith. You believe and speak, and then you will see. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
Somebody should say after me, I'm a father of many nations. For the women, you can say, I'm a mother of many nations.
Praise the Lord. This is serious, though. You know, if you have ever heard me teach faith before, you will hear me say things like, there is an ABC of faith. A stands for agree, B for believe, and C for confess. You must confess. You must confess. What are you saying? Tap your neighbor and say, you must declare something. Praise the Lord. And now, the language of faith is not just declaring things vaguely. You will say what God has said about you. Yes. You will say what God has said about you. Look at Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 4. Okay. Let's start with verse 5. It says in verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Everybody, verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Are you seeing this? So he says, so that you will say. Oh, that means what God said, if you don't say, will not come to pass. God had already told Abraham, I will give you a child. Why did he have to change Abraham's name? So that Abraham will say what he has said.
Yes, sir.
When they ask you, what is your name? Father of many nations. You know, let me even tell you something. Jesus even demonstrated to us that even normal conversations is declaration. Because it's not like when he was with his other disciples and he came to the tree, he didn't say, guys, let's pray now. We decree over this tree, nobody shall eat fruit of the any. He just said, you tree, nobody will eat fruit of you anymore. Meaning, even in your daily conversations, whether you are conscious of it or not, whenever you open your mouth to talk, you are doing some creation. This is the reason why God said every idle word you will give account, because you have said things that you have created things in the spirit that you don't even know what you are doing. See, me said my own no good. Hey, what are you doing? Sometimes you will face challenges and there will be temptations to look at what you are going through and just say, why is my life just like this? Why is it that things are always so hard for me? See, when you're in that time, instead of saying that, you will hold yourself and declare, it always works for me. All things are working for my good. Some of you are not even talking. Say after me, all things are working for my good. I am more than a conqueror. I cannot be disappointed. My expectation shall not be cut short. You applied for the job. It looks like everything was working out. Then suddenly, you saw a mail. We are sorry to inform you. You know that kind of mail. And you don't want to bother opening it. Then you can just go, ah, God, why? What? As you're about to do that, you catch yourself. You say, no. The part of the just, the part of my life is like a shining light. This is why it's called fight of faith. Remember, we're coming from somewhere, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My path is like a shining light. Yes. It shines more and more until the perfect day. Father, I thank you because my path is like a shining light. I can only go forward only. Forward only. I refuse to be discouraged. Are you with me?
Amen.
That's the way. He has said so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. This is serious, though. So that means everything he said, you must say.
Yes, sir.
Ah, my God. Everything he said, you must say. Look at it. Hebrews 13 from verse 5. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Can you say, the Lord is my helper?
The Lord is my helper.
And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Do you know? Glory. Do you know that in ancient times, Christianity was called the Great Confession? Do you know that? I'll show you one more thing, and then I'll show you two examples. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Father, I thank you. Because we disciple all nations. I see all nations. All nations. I thought you said after me, all nations.
All nations.
Hey, you better talk now. All nations.
All nations.
Ah! Bible. I want to ask you, when Esau and Jacob were discussing about their birthright, how did Esau sell his birthright? It was not just agreement. How did Esau sell his birthright? Because the birthright is not something you can handle.
Yes, sir.
It's something intangible. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Esau said, "What is that birthright to me? I am hungry." The Bible says, and thus he despised his birthright. So, when he said, what is that birthright to me? In the spirit realm, it was registered that he had despised his birthright. This was why, even if he wanted to bring food for his father that day, something would delay him.
Aya.
Because by what he has spoken, he had created a law in the spirit. His life must go that way. I want to ask you, have you ever asked yourself, why was Rebecca so bent on the fact that Jacob should get the birthright? Even if Esau was a stubborn child, what will make a mother say, I will give my second son the birthright of the first son, I will make sure he gets it? She was responding to a programming. She was responding to a programming in the spirit. And guess what? There was no record that she knew what was done between Esau and Jacob. There was no record. In fact, she believed that Jacob was the one deceiving Esau, whereas Esau had created his own pathway. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you really saying? Even your careless statement, me, I'm just like, whoa, whoa, face, self. Hey! Hey! Jesus! Are just fat in here. Hey! Hey! Do you know what that would do? Even when you are looking beautiful, people will see ugly. Oh, yeah, you don't know. Oh my God. James 3. From verse 2. He says, for in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. And also able to bridle the whole body. Meaning, if you can control your tongue, you can control everything. Then he goes further. He says, behold, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. He's telling you that even in nature, when you put a bit to control a horse's mouth, you have the right to control his body.
Yes, sir.
He also tells you that in ships, there is a very small hem with which the captain of the ship uses to turn the whole body of the ship. That small thing. You have watched those movies, right?
Yes, sir.
That small steering, that small hem. He's saying in the same way, the tongue is a small member of the body. And just the same way, the mouth of the horse being controlled helps control the body of the horse. And just the same way, the small rudder of the ship helps control the body of the ship, your tongue controls your life. The direction of your tongue determines the direction of your life.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying. That's a subtle message there. When you understand this, you will never call anybody stupid again. Because for you to call the person stupid, it came out from you first. It blessed you first. Ezekiel 37. So you will go back to that business and say, oh, you business, you are going around the world. You will put your hands like this. Do your hands like that. Put it like this and say, these hands are fruitful hands. Oh, these hands are fruitful hands. Now close your eyes and also do like God. He said and he saw. My hands are fruitful hands. I lend to nations and I don't borrow. I help children in school. I have a beautiful family. My wife and my husband are doing well. We are not quarreling. We are living in peace. We are living in joy. We are living in abundance. We are living in glory. We are living in favor. We are living in prosperity. Glory! All things work around me. Nothing dies around me. Nothing dies around me. Nothing dies around me. There's an atmosphere of grace around me. An atmosphere of life around me. You see, and the fight of faith is you are saying this in the midst of obvious contradiction.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Ah, I like that one. I will bring forth fruit in good season. You know, there's the one I've been teaching you. God believes in me. God has not given up on me. God believes in me. God believes in me. He has not given up on me. He has not moved on from me. See, when I studied the story of Moses, I knew that God can never move on from me. He cannot give up on me. I will do my best. I made mistakes. I will come out from my mistake and I will hold on to the Lord. Moses missed it though. Moses was 40 years. God wanted him to deliver Israel. But somehow it did not work out well. He ran away and 40 years later, God still came and set up a burning bush to call Moses. God did not say, well, I called you. You failed me. Get out. Let's move on. God still came back 40 years later. How many of you don't reach 40? How many of you don't reach 80? Moses was 80 years old when he was in front of the burning bush. In a normal setting, 80 years, you should be planning to buy a casket, you know. You are not yet up to 50. You are saying, you know, my life, you know, maybe there is not much I will come out of. Hey!
Not me!
You are just starting. Say after me, I bring forth my fruits in good season. Glory! Hey! See, now say this one. Nigeria cannot swallow me. I am bigger than the economy. My supply is from above. Above the economy, above the systems of this world. Ezekiel 37. Are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
So, you know what? All the ladies who are single, say after me, I marry well.
I marry well.
I will marry well. I want it to be louder. I will marry well.
Marry well.
I will have beautiful children. Say it well. I will marry well. You see, what I'm saying is important though. Some of you are listening to all those evil women online. They already practice teaching you how you would deal with your husband. Look into my eyes and tell me I'm not cheating on her or cheating on me. Okay, your person has not come. You are already planning how you will probe him cheating. He will not cheat. Say after me, my man will not cheat. Everywhere is quiet. Repent. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. Mommy, you are for signs and wonders.
Amen.
Yes. I want you to know the Lord has beautified you.
Amen.
I'm talking to you. Yes. Yes. You know what? Stand up. The Lord has beautified you.
Amen.
The Lord has beautified you.
Amen.
and the beauty of God keeps on shining from you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please be seated. Glory.
Glory.
Ezekiel 37, I want to show you a mystery. I've taught it here before, I'll teach it again. Now, 1, 2, 3, go. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. Now, I want you to understand that. Where is this happening? Please, where is this happening? Where is this happening? Okay. And he came to a valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou know it. O Tilo. What does that mean? It's gone. Again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hey. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and I will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, the God. I am the Lord, thy God. Everybody, verse 7, 1, 2, 3, go. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Hey, anytime I read, don't rush it. When I get to that point, so I prophesied as I was commanded. Hey. Now, remember, this is in the spirit. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Every time you prophesy, something happens. It may look like nothing is happening on ground, but it's telling you that when you prophesy, there is, are you with me? There was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. Whenever you prophesy, something is happening in the spirit. Don't look at what's going on. I will lend to many nations.
I
lend to many nations.
I am not stuck.
I am not stuck.
I am not stagnated.
Glory.
Glory.
Verse 8. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. That means, when it comes to confession and declaring the word of God, you will keep on saying everything you want to see. Don't stop halfway.
Yes, sir.
You know, this thing also looks like near miracle syndrome. The bones came together. The flesh came upon the bones. But now, there was no breath to cause them to live. You know, this happens in almost every year. People begin the new year and begin to declare, this year is my year. It's my year of quantum leaps. It's my year of divine emergence. There's this. By the time something happened in March, bam! Which can't hear be this one says. Why my bad luck be like this now? Eh? So, in the spirit, bones have come together, flesh has come together, but you stopped talking. Are you following me? And when I beheld, there was no breath in them. Then he said unto me, verse 9. Hey. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, O son of man. This is God teaching him in the spirit. Can you tell your neighbor, prophesy?
Prophesy.
Tell your neighbor, prophesy.
Prophesy.
He said, prophesy unto the wind. Hey. Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain that they may live. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Verse 10 again. 1, 2, 3, go.
So everybody,
run, 2, 3, go.
So I
prophesied as he commanded. And the breath came into, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Now, I want to show you something even more important. Look at verse 11. Then everybody, verse 11. Please, yes, let's be sure that we're all together. Everybody, verse 11. Yes. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off from our paths.
Hey.
Are you seeing this? So, what was happening, the reason why they were dry bones in the first place,
yes,
was that in the natural, they were saying, our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. They did not know that as they were saying this in the spirit, they actually now became dry bones.
Yes, sir.
Are you following this?
Yes, sir.
And so God carried Ezekiel the prophet and said, see, the reason why they were bones in the first place is because they have been saying, our bones are dried. Our hope is lost. Are you seeing this? What have you been saying? What have you been saying? See, you will vow, no matter what you go through, you will never declare your situation. You will never declare your condition.
Yes, sir.
You will declare your victory.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that? Yes. See, that's why I talked about the fight of faith. It's the rugged kind of faith.
Yes, sir.
Ah! Me, I know. I am a pastor for the nations.
Yes, sir.
In a short while from now, even in Abuja, a time will come. The only venue that will carry all new breed Abuja people is the stadium.
Yes, sir.
No venue will be able to hold all of us together.
Yes, sir.
He has told me,
yes, sir,
if you can count the sand on the seashore, then you can number your children. Say after me, our children,
our
disciples,
are
like the sand of the seashore. From Abuja to the ends of the earth.
From Abuja to the ends of the earth.
Oh, ask our leaders when they come and meet pastor and say, ah, pastor, we need this. Pastor, we need that. The way pastor will be talking. Hey, Jesus. July 1st, we are renewing rent for this place. And now, I will stretch the faith. We are not just going to renew the rent for this place. The other tents will get it.
Amen. Yes.
Because bread overflow is coming. It's bread for us.
Yes, sir.
Glory.
Glory.
Now, I want to show you where we got this is bread for us. Because there are some of you who are wondering, every time they are shouting, it's bread for us. I will show you. Numbers chapter 13. Say after me, I can never be disappointed. Can I shock you? After you say these things, Satan will just come and do something. Boom! They will make it say, I think you the talk. See him now. You two talk. Just accept reality. No! We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by what God has said, not what the devil is showing. Are you with me? I think last day you say you go marry. Last day you go say you marry. You know, Sam. Just accept. Just accept. Just accept reality. Let God alone be truth. Let every circumstance be a liar. Let God alone be true. Let every voice of death, the devil, be a liar. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Numbers 13. One of the reasons why I'm teaching faith the way I do, because that is my food. I live on it. Ah. Numbers 13. Who knows the story in Numbers 13? God told Moses, select 12 spies and go and check the land of Canaan if it is going to be good for you guys. Do you know that when I think about it, it's interesting. Why is God asking Moses to send 12 spies to check the land that he promised them? Did he not tell them that it was going to be a land flowing with milk and honey? Why is he sending them to go and check? Did God not also know that there were giants in the land and there were obstacles in the land? Why is he sending them to go and check? Because let me tell you, no matter what God thinks, you must think what he's thinking too. No matter what God says, he wants you to... Are you with me? He wants you to agree. Your own faith must be tested and tried to agree with what he's saying for you to have the testimony. And now, he sends them. You see, Romans 13 from verse 1 to 2. It says, send down men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel, every tribe of their fathers. Ye shall send the man, everyone, a ruler among them. Verse 17, and Moses sends them to spy out the land and said unto them, get you up this way southward and go to the mountain and see the land, what it is, the people that dwell there. Verse 19, whether it be good or bad. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to be fast. Just bear with me. Verse 26. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them. Please read on with me. And unto the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. Everybody, verse 28. Nevertheless, the people that be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Now, if you don't know Bible history, the children of Anak were giants. They were like 9 foot, between 9 foot and 12 foot. Do you know what that means? They were as tall as this tent. And they were very huge. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And the Amalekites dwell in the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea. So this is the land God has promised us, but wow, are plenty. Jebusites, Ethok, Busites, Amorites, Hittites, tight, it's just tight. It's not how things, God will promise you something. When you now want to check, hey, tight, just tight, he tight, double sight, Canaanite, tight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 30. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Can somebody say after me, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. So see, some of you are not talking. With all I'm teaching, you are not talking. Hey, verse 31. Now don't say this one. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people. Are you seeing what they are saying? For they are stronger than we. Verse 32. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. Hey, this thing, it makes sense to me. See, this country, eh? It's a land. Some people will say it's a land that eateth up the inhabitants. No, in this land, I will eat up the land.
Yes, sir.
The land cannot eat. Can you say after me? Nigeria cannot swallow me.
Swallow,
I will swallow Nigeria.
Swallow Nigeria.
Some of you are not talking. It may not make logical sense, but it makes godical sense.
Ah, yeah. Yes. Godical
sense.
Praise the Lord. Now, everybody, verse 33. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. Everybody, now pay attention. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. Catch it. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. That means when they first came, they were not grasshoppers to the sons of Anak, But when they saw themselves as grasshoppers, the sons of Anak saw them as grasshoppers. Whatever you see about yourself is what the situation sees about you. And we saw the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. If you say you are a grasshopper, the situation will say you are a grasshopper. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Verse 14, chapter 14, verse 1. Now, the next chapter. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried. And the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God that we had died in this wilderness. They were saying, wouldn't it have been better for us to die in Egypt or to die in the wilderness? That's an assessment of his own, but the journey of life. Sometimes, when God is asking you to press into bigger things, it will look like the previous things were better. I was better in my normal 9-to-5 job. God said I should now begin this business. Now this business is not working. Wasn't that be better? I would have been there. At least I was sure that I would have garlic and watermelon. That's what they said. That's what they said. Wherefore the Lord has brought us to this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be on the prey. Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? Are you seeing? And they said one to another, verse 4, everybody, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Hey! This was the same Egypt that they were crying to God, deliver us from. Oh my God. See, are we better face the future and fight than return to the past? You know, it happens to ladies. This one that I'm not getting. Maybe I should go back to that guy that was abusing me. He was slapping me, but I will be married. But now, this one, no, a good man has not come. Maybe I should go back. Don't go back. You want them to bury you first? They slapped you, they punched you, they blocked your eye. You were praying, God, deliver me. You came out of a toxic relationship. Now you're like, it's been 3 years. God, now, maybe I should go back. Don't go back. Okay, sorry. Praise the Lord. And Moses, verse 5. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel, and Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that set the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel. Everybody read on with me, saying, the land which we pass through to search is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us. Say after me, the Lord delights in me.
The Lord delights in me.
What do you mean if the Lord delights in you? Somebody that brought you out of Egypt. He killed Pharaoh for you. He killed children for you. He say, if the Lord delights in us.
He delights in me.
He says, verse 8, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us. A land which floweth with milk and honey. Somebody with faith is talking now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Verse 9. 1-3, go. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. That's where we got it from. Say after me, they are bread for us.
They are bread for us.
I will say something, reply, they are bread for us. 200 acres of land is what? That appointment is what? That job is what? Your children is what? That marriage is what? That scholarship is what? That business is what? That international connection is what? It's bread for us. Now, let me tell you something. When you read this place, when it says, only rebel not against the Lord, you would think that the rebellion is going to sin or immorality. But in the context of this verse, do you know what rebellion is? Choosing not to believe. That's what rebellion is. It says,
only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Hey, their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Verse 10. But all the congregation baited stones with stones. So they picked up stones to stone them, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. That means God now showed up. Read now, see what God said. Verse 11. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? God provoke. How long will it be there for them to believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? Verse 12. I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of thee a greater nation than they. Verse 13. But Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear it, for that brought up the people in their minds. The story is, people will say that you could not finish what you started. Do you know what is happening? God was pained that people are asking that question. Yes, God was angry. I thought people are crying, they are giants. God did not come and say, sorry. Don't cry now. Don't cry. Even if they are giants, don't cry. Instead, God, they provoke. That means what did God want them to do? God wanted them to do what Joshua and Caleb did. They are bread for us.
They are bread for us.
God wanted them to say, no, but those giants, they are bread now. If God handled Egypt, who are you?
Yes, sir.
If God, who are you?
Yes, sir.
God was angry. God was literally angry. Telling Moses, shift. These people don't want to believe me. Let me destroy them. So that means whenever you look at God and say, God, if you do this one is too hard. You are provoking him. Instead, what God wants you to do is, this one, God, you handle it. No matter the challenge, God wants you to say, it is bread for us. It is not bigger than you. Huh. Are you following me? Are you following me? Sometimes it's bread for us. So what are you saying? What are you declaring? What are you speaking? Jump on your feet. Oh, Jesus. I want us to read a text with your feet. While you are standing, I want us to read with a text. You cannot read with your feet, but you get the point. Psalm 78. Psalm 78. From verse 7. 1 to 3 go. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God and keep his commandments. So he was saying that the summary is God was documenting everything that he had done in the past for another generation, that they will set their hope in God. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God but keep his commandments. Verse 8. And might not, everybody want three go, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their hearts aright, whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Jump to verse 15. He clave the rocks in the wilderness. He gave them drink out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock and caused water to run down the rivers. Everybody, verse 17.
And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness.
Pause. So you would think the provoking is sexual sin, which was there, but in this case, that's not what it was talking about. He said, and they provoked him in the wilderness. Everybody, verse 18. And they tempted God in their heart, asking meat for their lust. Verse 19. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? So the God, what was making him angry was that they were doubting his ability.
Whenever you begin to make wrong confessions out of doubt, you are provoked. That's why the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So God is pleased when you choose to walk by faith. God is pleased when you say, in my life, I will see the glory of God. Say after me, in my life, I will see the glory of God.
In my life,
I reveal the glory of God. The testimony of my life,
of my future,
is that God has made him great. The testimony of my life and my future is that God has made her great. The rest of you are responding. Shout the louder, glory. Oh God. I know time has gone, but I'm pressing it into you. What are you thinking about God? What are you saying about God? Most of us, we are young people. And sometimes you can be tempted to look at your future and you can just see only nothing but it's bleak. It's tough. No. I choose to see what God is saying. I choose to see what God is saying. Oh, pastor, you don't understand. I want to go to school, but I can't go to university. It's bread for us. It's bread. It's bread for us. But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. But my God shall supply. 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 Let's practice. My God shall supply. My God shall supply. My God shall supply. My God shall supply. All things are working. And we know that all things work it. Oh my God. And we know. I know that all things work it for my good. I know it's working for my good. It's working for my good. It's working for my good. I'm not hearing you. It's working for my good. Rejoice like now. It's working for my good. I believe God. It's working for my good. I declare it's working for my good. It's working for my good. Boss, let me tell you something. You cannot claim you are making confession and don't rejoice. Because you see, when the people declared that the children of Anak were giants, they began to cry. Do you know that when you cry over your situation, can I tell you what is happening? When you begin to murmur and complain and say, can I tell you, just the same way people worship and cry in adoration to God, that's also worship to the devil. Because you are recognizing the devil's power and influence over God's own. So God is jealous and pained. But by the time you say he's bread for us, unto him who is able, oh my God, unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can ask or think, my God is able, 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 my God is able. Glory! My God is able, my God is able. It's bread for me, it's bread for me. My God is able. Glory! 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 Show glory! Ay, 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 ay. My God is able. I will get married. I will be healed. I will have my children. I will go forward. I cannot be stopped. I make progress. New breed multiplies in thousands. In thousands. I make progress. I will not worry. I rejoice. I rejoice. I rejoice. Hey! 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 Wait, wait, wait. My God. My God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Some of you don't understand what I'm talking about. Say after me, God is able. Say after me, God is able. Hey! Hey! I believe God. I believe God. My God.
God shall supply. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all I can ask. Glory.
I wish I can share testimonies. We're out of time. You better learn this early.
Yes, sir.
You better learn it early. If you don't learn it, you will not be seeing strange. Ah, my God. Some of you, you need to learn how to rejoice. You know how to laugh at the devil.
I have the victory. I have the victory. I have the victory. I have the victory. Some of you are not talking. I have the victory. Hey, I have the victory. I have the victory. I have the victory. I cannot be defeated. I have the victory. Glory, 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 glory. Shoutings and rejoicing. Come on, lift your voice. All of us have broken through. The rain is falling. The rain of favor. Yeah. Smiles and laughter. Shoutings of rejoicing. Shout glory. Hey, all of us have broken through. The rain is falling. The rain of faith. One more time. Smiles and laughter. Say, 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 say.
Smiles and
able to do just what he said he will do. He's gonna fulfill. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Cause he won't give up. He's able. Oh. He should die. He's not a man that he should fail. Whatever he said, he's gonna do it. Whatever he promised, he's gonna do it. He's able. 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 He's able.
He's able.
Oh, 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 oh. Lift your hands, everybody say.
Oh, 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 oh.
Shout glory.
Glory.
Shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. It's bread for us. It's bread for us. It's bread for us. Hey, it's bread for us. It's bread for us. Glory!
Thank you, Lord.
of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth. Oh, say after me, I will speak. Oh, I will speak the language of faith. I will say what God has said, and I will see what God has said. Shout glory. You may please be seated.